Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building old school rave bass hooks at 170 BPM in Ableton Live, intermediate level. Think early jungle and rave DNA, but fit it into a modern drum and bass mixdown. Simple bold notes, gritty mid character that speaks on small speakers, and a sub that stays clean, stable, and mono. Before we touch any synths, here's the mindset. At 170, you don't win by filling every gap. You win by making a hook that feels inevitable, like it's glued to the drums. Bass is part of the bass line. The rests are part of the rhythm. All right, let's set the session up. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Then create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB. Name the second one Rave MID. Group them together and call the group Bass Bus. That's our little bass system. One layer for weight, one layer for attitude. Optional but smart. Make a return track called Room. We might use it later for a tiny bit of space on the mid. Just remember, we are not sending the sub to reverb, ever. If your low end feels like it's in a bathroom, your mix is going to suffer. Now, step 1. The sub. On the SUB track, load operator. We're going super simple. Set the algorithm so it's basically just oscillator A. Use a sine wave. This is not the moment to get fancy. Your sub's job is to be consistent, predictable, and powerful. Now write with discipline. Keep your sub notes mostly around F1 to A-sharp 1 as a starting zone. You can go lower or higher depending on your tune, but stay aware, the lower you go, the more you're asking your system and the listener's speakers to behave. In drum and bass, a stable low end is a flex. After operator, at EQ8, put a high pass filter around 25 to 30 HC, steep slope. That's just removing rumble you don't need. And try not to sculpt your sub to death. Most sub problems are actually arrangement problems, leveling problems, or phase problems. Optionally, add glue compressor after that. Slowish attack, like 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. We're not smashing, we're just catching peaks. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. And here's a rule you should literally say out loud. The sub stays mono and dry. No chorus. No widening. No reverb. Cool. Now the fun layer. The rave mid. On the rave MID track, load Waveatable. We're building something that can lean Reese or Hoover-ish, but still stays tight enough to roll at 170. Set oscillator 1 to basic shapes and push the position towards sawish, around 75 to 90% so it's bright. Oscillator 2 also basic shapes, but pick a slightly different position, more squarish or just a different blend so they don't perfectly match. Turn on unison in classic mode, 2 to 4 voices. Keep it moderate. Too much unison at this tempo can smear the groove and make the bass feel late, even when it's on the grid. Detune oscillator 2 by something like plus 7 to plus 15 cents. That slight detune is part of the old school vibe. It gives you that natural chorus-wide disagreement between oscillators. Now set the filter to a 24 dB low pass. Put cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 HC to begin and add a bit of drive, like 10 to 20%. We'll animate this later. For now, we're just carving out a starting tone that doesn't eat the entire spectrum. Dial in the amp envelope so it's tight. Attack basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain somewhere around 0.6 to 0.8, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. At 170 BPM, long releases quickly turn into mud. We want it punchy and controlled. Now we're going to turn this into an old-school hook sound. Movement plus grit. Build this audio effect chain on the Rave MID track, EQ8 first, then saturator, then chorus ensemble, then auto filter, then a compressor for sidechain. Let's go through them. First, EQ8. High pass the mid layer around 90 to 120 HC with a steep slope. This is a big deal. You're basically telling your mix, the sub owns the real low end, the mid owns the character. If your layers overlap too much down low, you'll get phase cancellation and the bass will actually feel smaller when both layers play together. If you want more rave speak, you can gently lift around 700 HC to 1.5 KHE, but choose a lane early. That's one of the big producer moves. Decide if your hook is low mid chunky, like 150 to 500 HC, or upper mid talky, like 700 HC to 2 KHE. Don't let it sprawl everywhere. Next, saturator. Choose a mode like analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it's better. The saturator is where the bass starts to feel like a record instead of a clean synth. Next, chorus ensemble. Go classic mode. Set amount around 15 to 30%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 HZ. and width around 80 to 120%. This is that nostalgic smear. But if the bass loses definition, back off. In drum and bass, clarity wins. Next, auto filter. Low pass 24 dB again. Give it a small envelope amount, like 5 to 15, just to add a bit of pluck movement per note. You can use an LFO very subtly at 1/8 or 1/4, but honestly the best result here is usually automation. Move the cutoff across phrases to create energy. Now, let's write the actual hook. Set your MIDI grid to 1/16 and make a 2-bar loop. We're going for syncopated phrasing with gaps for drums. A nice starting vibe in F minor is something like this. Bar 1. Start with F1 for an 8th note, then a 16th rest, then F1 for a 16th, then C2 for an 8th, then an 8th rest, then D sharp 1 for a 16th, then F1 for a 16th. Bar 2. F1 for an 8th, then F flat 1 for a 16th, then a 16th rest, then C2 for an 8th, then a 16th rest, then C2 for a 16th, then D sharp 1 for an 8th. Now, don't get stuck copying that literally. The lesson is the shape. It's got a statement and a reply. Bar 1 says the idea with some space. Bar 2 answers with a slightly different ending. That call and response is very rave. It mimics stab culture, motif, then twist. Here's a workflow that makes this faster and cleaner. Duplicate your MIDI clip from SUB to rave MID. Then edit the MID part to be more rhythmic, more playful, more syncopated, while the sub stays stable. Think of it like this. Sub follows root as a rule of thumb. Let the mid do the cheeky stuff, like passing tones and octave stabs, but keep the sub mostly on root and maybe fifth. To make it feel more rave, add occasional octave pops, like C2 or even F2, but sparingly. Those are like exclamation marks. If you overuse them, they stop beating special. And now, a really important musical detail. Velocity is your accent pattern. Select the MIDI notes in the mid clip and create intentional accents. Hit off beats harder. Make pre-snare moments pop. Keep connector notes lighter. Even if the notes don't change, the groove becomes more old school when the accents feel like a human made them. You can also try micro timing on the mid only. Nudge a few mid notes late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not the sub. That little drag can create a vinyl swagger without making the low end flatty. Now let's lock it to the drums with sidechain. On the rave MID track, open the compressor at the end of the chain and enable sidechain. Choose your kick as the input. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack very fast, like 0.2 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then adjust the threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Listen for the breathing. Too fast a release and it can feel clicky or weak. Too slow and the bass disappears and never recovers. Tune the release to the spacing of your kick pattern. If your kick drops out sometimes but you still want consistent pump, use a ghost kick. A muted kick track that only exists to trigger sidechain. That's a common drum and bass trick. Now we glue the layers together on the bass bus. On the group, add EQ8 and check the mud zone around 200 to 350 Hz. If it's building up, do a gentle dip, 1 to 3 dB, then add glue compressor with attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not mastering here, we're just making the layers hold hands. Add a limiter as a safety at the end, ceiling minus 0.3 dB, and it should barely do anything. If it's working hard, pull your levels down earlier. For mono management, put utility on the SUB track and set width to 0%. Then do a quick mono compatibility check. Temporarily put utility on your master and set width to 0. If the hook collapses in mono, your mid is too wide or too facey. Reduce unison, reduce chorus width, or raise the mid's high pass cutoff a little. Now, arrangement. Old school hooks hit harder when they evolve every 4 or 8 bars, even if the core MIDI stays the same. Try this. In the intro, tease the rave MID only with a high pass filter so it's thin and no sub. Then at the drop, bring in full sub and the full mid hook. After 32 bars, do a variation without rewriting everything. Change the last 2 notes every couple bars. Or do a 1-bar fill by automating the auto filter cutoff upward. Or do a gated moment. Mute the sub for half a bar right before a snare, then slam it back in. Another great trick is to create a dedicated snare window. In busy drum and bass, the snare needs a moment. Avoid placing mid-hits exactly on the snare, and if needed, automate a tiny mid-volume dip on snare beats, like 1 or 2 dB. It's invisible, but it makes the whole track feel cleaner. If you want to go heavier and darker without losing the rave roots, try parallel distortion on the mid only. Duplicate the rave MID, distort it hard with overdrive, amp, or pedal, Then blend it quietly until it just adds aggression. Or do the true jungle chaos method. Resample. Freeze and flatten the mid for a bar. Slice it to a drum rack. And now you can play your bass as stabs like an old sampler workflow. You can also add a formantish bite. After distortion, add an auto filter set to bandpass around 900 Hz to 1.6 kHz. Modulate it gently, then tame harshness with EQ around 2.5 to 4 kHz. That gives a vocal presence that reads on small speakers. Now let's avoid the classic mistakes. If your sub is wide or facey, force it to mono. If your mid has too much chorus and the groove feels blurry, reduce unison and chorus. If your hook is hitting every 16th and fighting the snare, remove notes and let the drums breathe. If you're saturating the whole bass bus, stop and move the grit to the mid only. And if sidechain feels wrong, adjust release until the bass ducks and recovers in a musical way. To wrap this up with a quick practice exercise, make 3 variations of your 2-bar hook. Duplicate the clips so you've got 8 bars. Bars 1 and 2 are the bass hook. Bars 3 and 4, change the final note to the 5th, like C if you're an F. Bars 5 and 6, remove one note to add space and add one short octave stab. Bars 7 and 8, automate the auto filter cutoff up and add a quarter note hold right before bar 9. Then do one reality check, render a quick bounce and listen at low volume. If the hook is still obvious and exciting when it's quiet, that means your mid layer is doing its job. The sub will feel huge when it's loud again, but the hook should survive even when the low end is barely there. Recap. You built a clean mono sub with operator, a rave-style mid with wave-eatable and a classic chain of saturation, chorus, and filter movement. You wrote a 2-bar syncopated hook that leaves space for drums at 170, you sidechained it to lock with a kick, and you learned how to evolve the hook across sections without rewriting the entire bass line. If you tell me what vibe you're aiming for, like 94 jungle, early RAM, or modern rollers with old school flavor, and what key you're in, I can suggest a custom 2-bar MIDI hook and a set of macro ranges, so you can perform the bass tone without breaking your mix.